come from. Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and the stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. I pledge allegiance to this flag. That bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud, you do. Hey, we could use some more like me and you. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. Place that I prefer to love my wife and raise my kids. Hey, the same way that my daddy did. When the stars and stripes and the eagles fly. Where are the stars and stripes and the eagles?
Allahu Akbar, Allah.
Why ask like that, Haji?
And it's time for the shooting bench. If political incorrectness offends you, or if you don't like guns, or if you don't believe our government is corrupt enough to compare to 1938 Nazi Germany, this may not be the show for you, because for the next 2 hours, that's all we're going to talk about. You need to understand that there's a storm coming. You need to understand that the storm is building strength. And most of all, you need to understand that
we are the storm.
There's that button, and welcome to the shooting bench. I'm sorry we missed Monday. By the way, it is 9/11, September 11th, 2019. I got music coming on that's not supposed to be. Monday we had a, it started out to be an innocent meeting with some politicians and stuff, and and it wound up going extra long, and then it wound up going to dinner, and it just didn't work out, and I apologize for that. It was 15:20 after time to start when I was able to get enough signal to let somebody know, so everybody was kind of left hanging. I try really hard not to do that to you, but live radio, it happens once in a while, so I'm sorry. So, here we are on 9/11, September 11th, and 18 years ago that America was attacked. And the big question that everybody's asking, matter of fact, before we get too far away here, let me go check the chat room and see if we've got sound and everything's good over there. Well, yeah, that's right, Mountain Shooter. I guess we got sound. Hey, Kojo's with us tonight. Welcome, brother. Don't see you very often, man. Glad you popped in anyway. A lot of stuff going on. The big question that everybody's asking, where were you when the world stopped turning? Where were you when America was attacked? And you probably heard me say this more than once, but I'm going to tell you again for those that are maybe first-time listeners or whatever. I remember vividly where I was at like it was yesterday. I went to work. I was working for an outfit called Kelly Cable. And hang on a minute. Kojo just put something. He successfully traveled to the G26 in South Carolina, Georgia, Montana, back to Arizona. Got my Arizona CCW. Very good. Good job. And thank you for exercising that right. Of course, it's a license right when you carry it on the plane and everything, but nevertheless, right now for many of us, it's a necessary evil whether we like it or not. But that's a whole nother subject. So I was working for an outfit called Kelly Cable. It's a directional drilling outfit where you go and set up on one side of the street and drill, you know, under the street and pop up over on the other side. It keeps you from having to cut the street or a driveway, or sometimes we'll do long runs, you know, 200 or 300 feet at a time or more. We've done more than that. And so it eliminates having to dig ditches, and it eliminates overhead power lines and all that kind of stuff. So you drill underground from one transformer to the next, or one telephone pedestal to the next, or whatever. So anyway, we went in that morning, we're loading up the trucks and getting ready to go, and of course TV is always on in one of the offices in there where we get our marching orders for the day. And we were watching it there when the first plane hit, and of course the first one, we think that's a unfortunate accident. Damn, that's too bad. That's, you know, what happened? What was that pilot thinking? You know, what was it, 30, 45 minutes later or something like that, the second one hit. Okay, so now we know the rest of the story. We are being attacked. This was no accident when it happens twice. And we were already out to the job or headed to the job by that time. We might have arrived already by the time the second one hit. I saw the first one hit. We went out, was getting ready. I was sitting in the truck listening to the radio with all this stuff going on, and the guys were getting the stuff ready to go. And the second one hit, and then, you know, a little while after that, the first tower went down, and then the second one went down. And I said, you know what, guys, just stop. Just put everything back on the truck. We're going home. And called the boss and told him that we're packing it up and coming in. And he said, what's going on in New York? What could that possibly have to do with us out here? And I said, well, I'd be delighted to discuss that with you someday, but right now I'm going to get home to my family. I was 90 miles from home. And I said, right now I'm going to get home to my family. I'm going to let these guys get home to their family because we don't know what's going on. So if everything doesn't go to hell, well, this stuff will be here when we get back, and we'll go ahead and continue to march. And the only thing I stopped for on the way home, I stopped at Walmart on the way in and bought another flag, which I got one of. There was like two or three left when I got there. The one we had was getting worn, and the way I saw it, it was time to break out a new one. So, and that was the only thing. We, you know, we had everything else. We were, you know, living like preppers, so we didn't need to stop and get milk or anything. And the New Mexico State Police Intelligence called me on the way home, you know, being involved with the militia at the time there and everything, and said, well, what do you guys have planned? And I said, well, right now I'm planning on stopping and getting a flag and going home with my family. How about you? And so that was that conversation, really didn't go anywhere. So anyway, that's where I was on that fateful day. So I heard a lot of stories today, read a lot of stories. I didn't hear stories on Facebook and different places there where people were posting their experiences and whatnot on 9/11. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina Pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel at the Appalachia Mines? Is the call of the Niagara thrilling when you hear her waters roar? Look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from the bright Nevada sky? Do you hail to the Columbia as you rush into the sea? Or are you headed at Gettysburg? Our struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty pecans who watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore in thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in it? Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast, the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I've a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
Definitely one of my favorite patriotics. I'm going to slip a few in here before the, you know, during the course of the next hour or so. It's I'm just in the mood for it tonight. So let me get over here to my list of stuff and see what all we got going on here today. Got too many things going on here at the same time. Let's see here. Let me check and welcome. I see NM Glock made it in tonight, Doc, and I think I saw Minnie in there a while ago. Yeah, Minnie's there. And Mountain Shooter. Who else we got? Tebow's with us. And Tinker, AZ Bound's been in there now for a few minutes. All right, good deal. All right, let's move along here and look at the... Oh, we a couple of stories here on how well gun control is working. I guess that's not... I shouldn't say that with this one. This was in Florida. An employee there stabbed five co-workers in a... what they call a spontaneous, a disgruntled employee of a manufacturing business there. And these kind of stories just blow me away. Two reasons. One of them, Florida was the first, shall issue concealed carry state, where you get your permit no matter what. As long as you don't have any, felonies or anything. And there's lots of concealed carry holders there. A whole bunch. I don't know what the number is. Tebow probably knows right off the top of his head. I get it why some people can't or more likely won't carry where they are prohibited at their work. All you have to do is tell most Americans you're not supposed to, and they just don't. You put up a little sign saying no guns allowed, and they just don't. You put up a little sign that says no chewing gum, and they just don't. Put up a little sign that says no cell phones or whatever, and people just don't. Part of that could be courtesy and respect. Some of it may be just the sheep syndrome, and at this workplace here, this is why it bothers me that so many people don't carry at work. People say, I can't carry it on the job. If they don't have a metal detector, and if you're smart, and if you're discreet, and you carry your stuff like you should, it doesn't matter that you're not supposed to carry it at work. Because there's at least five people here in this story that probably would have liked for someone there to have had a gun, preferably the ones that got stabbed. But this guy worked for a company called Dyke Industries, and so he stabbed five employees with a folding knife. So instead of letting people protect themselves, what they're going to do now is ban knives, undoubtedly. Doesn't say that, but I'm sure they will. Out of those injured, one of them's in serious condition, two of them in fair condition, two others were said to be in good condition. You have got to be kidding me. I just saw another story. We're going to have to click on this story here in just a minute. You just can't help but wonder why somebody is not carrying a gun there. And even if they don't, the guy has a knife, and I'm fully aware, I am painfully aware of how dangerous a knife is and how fast these things can happen. But as the story mentions, there were numerous people there. There was at least five that got stabbed. I don't know how many others were there. But in all of this going on here, are there not any tools laying around? Are there not any, bottles of water, trash cans, briefcases, shoes? Does not anybody else have a knife? I guess they just, I know it happens fast. If the five people were, standing shoulder to shoulder there, there's really not a whole lot you could do to prevent that. If the guy is even halfway trained and determined, if the people were close together, there's really no way to prevent that, because five people can be stabbed in, a second, half, 2 seconds, about the time that it takes you to present your weapon from a concealed position. So I can't say for sure that an armed man wouldn't have, or a woman wouldn't have, been a deciding factor there. But it said that I guess when the attack broke out, some other guys eventually did fend this guy off with sticks, you know, whatever they could grab, and pinned him down, but he escaped. And so, you know, thank goodness there was somebody there that, tried anyway. But, and then there was another one here. Where is this one? Stand by right here. At this one, I can honestly say, how's that gun control working out for you? In Chinese, a Chinese man, actually in China, yeah, killed 8 children with a knife in an elementary school in gun-free China. The whole country's gun-free zone. And people just run around with knives and do whatever they want to. He is in custody. He killed 8 children and wounded 2 others on the first day of school. And if you'll remember, I've used this for instance before, when that shooting in, oh, I think it was University of California, Santa Barbara, I believe it was. And there was a shooting there. I don't remember what the statistics were and how many got shot. But at any rate, on the same day in China, 33 people got stabbed. I don't remember how many of them died, but there was, they may have killed 33 of them. I don't remember. But anyway, it was 2 opposites there, kind of. Anyway, just never know how these things are going to take off here.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died.
stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see your glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like a 4th of July. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. We'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist.
You know, I hate to be a killjoy here. Kind of, I feel like I'm a kind of a spoil sport by saying this, but I do have one very small problem with Lee Greenwood's song there when he says he wants to thank all these people for talking about his freedom. I forgot how the exact wording, and he says that gave this right to me. And I wish he would have worded that a little bit differently to have something to do with protecting that right or something, because they did not give that right to him. They go out and they protect those rights, and the rights were given to you by God, not by the fighting men and women of the United States. Anyway, just my little gripe for the day, my little pet peeve. Well, by golly, Mountain Shooter's listening to his Bofang there. Good for you. That's good. That's a another thing that we need to. What was I looking at here? Oh, need to get to stay on top of is working out communications in your communities, your church, your neighborhood, you know, your groups, whatever. You need to not only have those radios, you need to have people that are dialed into the same frequencies, people that you can talk to and have a little exercise once a month or something. We have it every week, every Sunday night at this time, 8 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. We have a little communications exercise on the radios. We've got about 30 people around here that are dialed into the same frequency at that time. We've got about probably 80 to 100 around here that have radios that are programmed basically the same, so that if they'll ever get on board, you know, at some point we've got, I'm sure there's at least 100, maybe even 125 or so. What is Doc saying here? I don't remember if I mentioned that, but upon your advice, installing a 10mm barrel and G20 mags in my G21-45 allows me to shoot 10mm, and yes, it does, at 40 Smith & Wesson out of the pistol. And requiring nothing special except the barrel and the magazine. You don't have to have a conversion barrel. You don't have to do anything special. Just pop a stock 10mm barrel in there and some G20 magazines, and voila, you have a 10mm out of your 45. And take that same G20 magazine and put some 40 Smith & Wesson ammo in it, and it'll run like a top. It's accurate, it's reliable, and doesn't require anything really special. Yeah, Doc, that's a thought there. Okay, let's see. You know, Mountain Shooter, I need to find that quote, that Star Wars quote. Mountain Shooter, for those of you not on the chat, says, there's a quote off Star Wars that says, "What if the Republic we serve no longer exists?" Think about that one a little bit. Yeah, I think I'll find that quote. I'm going to put that in my lineup here. Some of you may have seen a post on Facebook. I put it on there for a little while, and then I deleted it after I found out it was not true. But there's a website out there called The Truth About Guns. And usually they seem to have pretty good information, but I don't know if someone fed them bad information or if they're, you know, trying to start some crap or what's going on. I don't know what happened, why they would do this. But they put a post up there that said that Colt Firearms is no longer selling semi-automatic rifles to the general public. Well, there was a time when they stopped doing this, you know, before, and it was all military contracts, and that eventually went away. But they kind of alluded to the fact that they just folded and were going with political correctness, not wanting to offend anybody, that the anti-gun crowd has got them run scared and whatever. But we found out, not even an hour, maybe a couple hours after we put that up, that was not true. There's a firearms distributor down in Texas called RSR. I used to do business with them quite a bit. And they had apparently put out an email saying that this was happening. I went to RSR's website. There's no mention of it. I went to Colt's website, and there's no mention of it. And the only place it's mentioned, period, was off of The Truth About Guns and people that have taken that from there and put it on Facebook. So if you see that, you can go ahead and tell people that they need to delete it, that it's not true, and all is well. I see Nan joined us there. Welcome. I think you were a little late, young lady. Let's see. The Yakima Glock says that there's a someone has come out with an AR-15 chambered in 10mm that takes G20 mags. Boy, would that be just a little bit on the awesome side or what? I would love to have any type of a little carbine in 10mm. I could have had one. I forgot who the company was, but there's a company, and I don't even know if they're still in business, but they had a deal where you could take a Glock lower, take the pistol grip part of your Glock, and put the pins back in it in this upper
in various calibers, and one of them was a 10 millimeter. And the thing shot fairly well. You know, I tried it in, I don't remember if I tried one of the 10 millimeters, but I tried 40 and tried 9 millimeter. But the whole system was just a little bit weak. It was prone to allow foreign matter, you know, dirt and whatever, to get into the operating system a little bit. And I just didn't feel good about it, so I never made an attempt. We took one out and shot it quite a bit. Actually, shot one at 500 yards. Okay, Nan, sorry, you don't have to go to the corner then. Shot one in 40 at a sheet of plywood at 500 yards. And I hit it every time. And, you know, it was all sporadic. It was all over the place. But, you know, you couldn't call it a group. But I did hit the plywood every time. So. And that's, you know, that's not bad when you're considering a pistol caliber carbine at 500 yards. If you can hit anything at 500, you know, you can fine tune that a little bit. But I just don't think the gun was capable of the accuracy that I'm capable of. I don't think it was capable of the accuracy that the cartridge that they shoot is capable of. So other than having a backup, you know, thrown in a cabin or a camper, or, you know, behind the seat of the truck or something like that, I just couldn't see. I couldn't justify tying up a Glock frame for something that was not any more useful than that setup. So that's why I don't have one. I did have one. I had one for about a month and got rid of it. All right, let's go along here and see what. Here's a story. On the one hand, it's a good story that these guys got caught. On the other hand, it's a bad story because the guys that got caught were cops. I'm glad they got caught, but these guys right here are the kind that give so many good cops out there a bad name. I know that sometimes people make mistakes and stuff, but not like this. These guys were, they were actually arrested, sentenced, sent to prison for conspiring to falsely arrest people to improve the department's crime statistics at the instruction of their police chief. So the police chief and two officers are now in prison. So that's a good thing. And I hope they stay there for a long time. That, you know, the problem with this is it's getting more frequent and it is causing more and more people to not have any respect for law enforcement, to fear law enforcement, to actually hate law enforcement, you know, as the Gavin Syme and some of his little disciples out there. They are very much vehemently anti-law enforcement of any description. And there's a couple of people that I know that are friends of his that are exactly the same. Let's see. Let me look at the chat room and see what's going on. Okay, I got you, Nan. I understand where you're going there. Good girl. Tonight, anyway. Yeah, got you. All right, let's look. Woman, we got a couple more things we want to do here, but woman shoots man who reached into her car to steal a purse. Now, I looked down through this story, and they gave like six instances of this happening to other people where someone has, you know, the windows were down, or in one case they actually broke a window out the passenger side while a woman was sitting in the car. Each of these women were armed, and each of them, a couple of them fired shots. Most of them just pulled the gun and showed, and that was enough. But that's just shows that you can't ever let your guard down just because you're sitting in your car. You know, there was one the other day where Someone had, I've seen two of these. One of them was a long time ago, but a woman got out of her car to put gas in, and a guy just opened the door, grabbed the purse, walked away, and she never even seen him. Had another one got in there, and she got out to pump gas. He jumped in the car and took off with the purse and the baby and everything else. So we just cannot at any time, if there's other people around, or if there is even a possibility that someone may come around, you cannot drop your guard. You've got to pay attention. Lock your car. Remember, Edge of the Woods one time was almost attacked at a gas station in Albuquerque when he was on his motorcycle. He was armed and, you know, it was a very short-lived attack. But when it happens to someone that you know within, you know, a few miles of you, or even a few hundred miles, a couple hundred miles, it hits a little closer to home. It makes you start thinking a little more. Okay. Let me move off here. I think I'm going to save this one for next week because I think we're going to see some updates to this. So I'm going to stick that one back. That has the potential of being a earth-shattering story there. Oklahoma, there's a group out there trying to stop their constitutional carry bill before it is put into effect, which, it goes into effect, I can find the date here. Anyway, they were unsuccessful. You know, they were trying to get enough signatures on a petition to get this thing. They needed 59,320 signatures, and they didn't get, didn't say how many they did get, but they didn't get enough. So Oklahoma's concealing their constitutional carry bill will continue as planned. Says the House Democrats are pushing really hard for a gun confiscation bill. And you're surprised to hear that, right? Wrong. You shouldn't be. We knew this would happen one of these days. So they're using some of these recent shootings to literally take the guns away from all liability, not just the ones that are guilty of things, or even could be guilty, or might be. They're stripping everybody's rights. So if they are successful with it, which they won't be this time, but if they manage to get something like this passed, I would like to think that immediately after that CW Civil War 2.0 is going to be kicking off there, is what I'm hoping. So let me do that one in a minute here. Let's do this first.
You packed your bags and shut the door. You crossed the sea in a final war. You didn't know just what would happen to you. Stepped in the dirt, boots on the ground, and gunfire was the only sound. And to yourself, you whispered, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Every day and every night, you walk the walk, you fight the fight. Never saw the end inside, now did ya? The tears are washing our hairs off red, the blood, the mud, too many dead. Your weary soul was crying, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. too late to help. You hear a shot. You know you're in a deadly spot. You never thought the day would come, now did ya? Your brother falls down to the ground. The enemy is all around, and from your lips you scream a hallelujah. 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 Strength to carry on. You thought it'd be much better back home, did ya? You try each day, keep pushing through, but the battle is inside of you. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Saw her from a distance as she walked up to the wall. In her hand she held some flowers as her tears began to fall. And she took out pen and paper as to trace her memories. She looked up to heaven. The words she said were these. She said, Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And oh, I'd love to see him just one more time to see. All I have are the memories and the moments to recall. Died for God and country in a place so far away. I remember just a little boy playing war since he was three. Lord, this time I know he's not coming home to me. She said, Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him, but I know it just can't be. So I thank you for my memories and the moments to recall. But Lord, could you tell him he's more than a name on a wall?
Some of you may have seen, probably most of you did, actually there was an attack late last night, right at midnight local time. There was a rocket attack on a U.S. embassy in Kabul or whatever you call it. And I fully expected, it's not midnight in California yet, but I fully expected another attack at least one more before all this was over. I've been amazed this whole time that we haven't had more attacks on 9/11. We've had a few. Most of them have been fairly minor, except the Benghazi thing. Anyway, I've just expected, I don't know if that makes me a pessimist or makes me stupid or what, but it just seems to me that they've missed a lot of good chances to flex their muscles and do their thing. But anyway, that's not to say that I'm disappointed. It's just that I have expected it a lot. I've expected New Year's Eve celebrations to be disrupted. Mardi Gras, you know, things like that. Anyway, it's a good thing it hasn't, but I still fully expect it all the time. Maybe there's more behind the scenes going on than we actually know. But all right, let's see if we can hit a couple more stories here before quitting time. The guy in Pennsylvania got 39 firearms taken away, and NBC calls that a massive arsenal. Isn't that cute? A massive arsenal, 39 guns. I don't know very many people that have less than 39 guns. A few, but I know some that have more than enough to make up for some of the people that don't, let's put it that way. Massive arsenals. But this was a, you know, we get back into the red flag laws again. This is such a mess. There's so many. Hey, Kojo's back with us there. There's so many different options about that, and some of the quote-unquote experts will say that if this was done properly, that it could be fall within constitutional guidelines. And I think it probably could if it was done correctly. But the problem is there's no guidelines, there's no standard that anybody follows. You know, some of them are so bad that just an ex-girlfriend could just say that he was riding down the road and pointed a gun at him, and you get all your guns taken away. They don't even ask. They don't even, you know, that is just not only grossly unconstitutional, not a lick of due process, but on the other hand, and I've mentioned this before, I mean, I just say this because there's so many things coming up about it here. If someone they determine is a genuine threat to themselves or others, and it's documented, and there's an order from a judge, and guns are given away or given back immediately after this, the guy is all better, or they've determined that he's not actually a danger anymore. If they had a minimum amount of time to keep him until they have to give him back unless they've proved otherwise or something like that. I can see that happening. And while the most purest constitutionalist among us may still call that unconstitutional, and I'm still kind of up in the air about it. But if somebody's going to jump off of a roof and they say, "I'm going to jump," and you run over there and grab them and pull them off without due process, is this not the same thing in a manner of speaking? If someone has already verbally said that they are going to kill somebody, or they are going to kill themselves, or they are going to shoot up a school or whatever, and they've gone through all the procedures, you see the plans, you see the notes, you see all the stuff, they're going to do it, is that not reason enough to take that person? Now, it could also be argued that all you got to do is take the person into custody and go and have them evaluated and not mess with the guns. You know, that would be the better thing. But I don't know. And it's going to be a mess no matter what. But one thing you can count on, in just a little over a year, you can count on something monumental happening overnight. On Election Day of 2020, I am absolutely convinced that no matter who wins, doesn't matter, we're going to see some exciting stuff going on. All right. Well, I think that I'm going to start easing towards the door here. Friday night, I have no plans. Everything should be kosher here, and I'll be back in here with Liberty Lounge, so I hope you guys will join me for that. We may or may not throw in a splash of news, depending on how things go between now and then. But Liberty Lounge will be a happening thing this Friday, 8 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. And we'll see you then. I appreciate y'all sitting through this with me.